Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Raj Ratan Global Wire Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shailesh Raja from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Enzo. Good evening all, and thank you for joining us for Raj Ratan Global Wire Limited second quarter of FY24 earnings conference call. During this call, from the management side, we'll be hearing from Mr. Sunil Chordia, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Yashovardhan, Executive Director of the company, and Mr. Pranay Jain, CFO Raj Ratan Thailand, and Mr. Hitesh Jain, CFO from Raj Ratan India. I would now turn the call to the CMD for the opening remarks, followed by Q&A. Sunil sir, you may begin now.
Yeah, yeah. So good evening, and very happy to connect with you all, dear shareholder. I'm happy to report that compared to quarter one, we have improved business significantly. So your company has grown in volumes on a consolidated basis by around 12%. There is some growth in India by 1,000 tons in volume and around 3,000 tons in Thailand business. The last call, I talked about the challenges because of the geopolitical situation in Europe, the Ukraine and Russia war. I also talked about the competition from Chinese, who after pandemic started supplies in Thailand market and are selling at a very low price. However, we decided to compete with them and not leave the market open for Chinese, so we have also started doing that. And we have been very successful in selling bigger quantities in Thailand market. Going forward, I see this to continue, and we are utilizing our Thailand capacity close to 80%-85%. Our India capacity is also running at 85%. And of course, there is some pressure on the margin, but the increased volume is making up for that. So with this, you are all welcome to ask questions, and we are along with me is Yashovardhan Chordia. He's Executive Director. Hitesh Jain, who's CFO of our Indian operations, and Pranay Jain, who is CFO of our Thailand factory. Yeah, finish.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Nvest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes. So good evening, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers showing some recovery thereon, as you told last time. So my first question is, are we still looking for 20% volume growth and 18% kind of overall EBITDA percentage for full-year basis? Because Balkrishna Industries is saying that there is certain uncertainties in global demand due to new geopolitical development, like happening between the war happening with Israel and Hamas. So they are still not sure about the demand recovery from Europe. So how do you think about this, sir?
Of course, in my opening remark also, I said in spite of uncertainties, in spite of Chinese competition, we are confident of volume growth because we have decided to compete with the Chinese supply. And Thailand market has grown in spite of all this. Particularly this quarter, we see bigger demand from our Chinese, our Thailand customers who are probably able to export bigger quantities to Europe and America. Yeah. So, I'll continue with a forecast of 18-20% volume growth for this year overall. Yeah. With 18% consolidated EBITDA. Yes.
So that means the EBITDA margins are going to further improve in upcoming quarters, right?
Yeah, it has already improved. If you look at the Thailand EBITDA margin, which was 2%, has come up to 11%. It will improve in this quarter and further quarter. And India EBITDA margin is close to 18.5-19% already. Yeah.
And secondly, on the sales realization, you mentioned in the last phone call, like worst was over in terms of falling prices. But looking at this quarter sales realization, it seems we are going back to our historical numbers. I agree that the steel prices corrected in this quarter. But my question is whether 90,000 per MTPA kind of sales realization, whether these are sustainable going ahead or how the picture will be look like?
Yeah, in India, 90,000 is sustainable at current level of raw material. If raw material goes down further, we may have to reduce the price in next quarter. You must have observed a big fluctuation in the steel prices in last two quarters. Okay, prices had gone down substantially and now last quarter we saw some improvement in the price. Yeah. So, our prices have also been correcting in line with the correction in the steel prices. At peak, we had the price of 115 rupees a kg, which has now come down to 1995 rupees a kg. Yeah.
So in second half, do you see any kind of improvement? Because steel prices, I think they are likely to improve from there.
Yes, definitely. To that extent, we'll have to correct the prices. Yeah.
And lastly, on the Chennai plant, we are saying that we are going to export from there. But I was reading somewhere that the Shandong Dai is planning to set up a plant in Europe for bead wire. So if that happens, they are already a largest player in bead wire. So will not they disrupt our plans or will cause any slower ramp up in Chennai as Europe is a major market for us?
I'm not sure about their expansion plan and investment plan in Europe, but lately we are hearing they have reduced their volumes in China itself. Okay, but I cannot comment more than this about our competition and especially Chinese competition. Okay.
And sir, one last question on India side. Our volume grew 5% Y-on-Y. So, but if we look at the vehicle registration numbers data, which is released by FADA this quarter, that was comfortably about 10%. And Balakrishna and Sir are also saying that the Indian market is doing well. So what is the reason for this slower growth in India? Are we facing any new player entering the bead wire market or imports for tires is getting increased or imports for bead wire is getting increased? So what is the exact reason, sir?
Yeah, the reasons are that import continues to come in at a lower price. And our competition, Tata Steel, has put up some increased capacity, which has become operational last quarter, which has also taken away little market share from us. We are also, we have aligned our strategy to ensure that we continue operating at 85-90% operational level. And this business, if we run the plant at full capacity, our cost also comes down, which helps us to compete in the market. So we have decided to ensure that our customers are not importing more, they are buying more locally. Yeah.
Understood, sir. Okay, that's all from my side. Congratulations. All the best.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mittal. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Karthik Iyer, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, Karthik.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on the turnaround in Thailand. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions regarding India. So is the entire CapEx for Chennai completely done, or is there any tranche that is left? And when will it start meaningfully contribute to the top line?
Yeah, we have up till now, we have invested around 195 crores in our Chennai facility. We are starting trials in this half, maybe towards end of this year. And the full revenue from Thailand factory should come in the next financial year. So, of course, there is a balance of investment of close to 100 crores, which will happen over next 1 year. As the business grows, we'll add more equipment and increase the capacity. Yeah. But the basic infrastructure, basic investments is done up to 200 crores, up to 195 crores. Yeah.
So by increased capacity, you mean is the capacity is 60,000, correct? So will that be
a number of 60,000 tons? But we have been very clear that this will take at least 3 to 4 years to achieve 100% capacity utilization. So our business plan for next year from Chennai factory is around 14,000-15,000 tons of
steel. Okay. Right. And regarding the Indian market, are you noticing supply pressure from the dumping from the Chinese manufacturers?
Not so much from Chinese, because Indian customers as well as Indian government is not really allowing Chinese companies to enter Indian market.
Okay.
But we are seeing the imports from Malaysia and Vietnam, who are globally very big companies. They continue to supply in right. Indian market, but we have talked to our customers. We are offering them some kind of quantity-based discounts, which we can afford to give. And we are trying that in the current quarter and next quarter, the import is reduced.
All right. And has there been any traction in Europe and America? Because in the last investor conference, I believe we had sent some, you know, representatives to test the market out there for the company.
Yeah, I'll ask Yashovardhan to respond to that question, because he is taking care of global marketing. Yashovardhan?
Yeah, Karthik, hi. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, hi, Yash. Oh.
Yeah, hi. So there is quite a lot of traction in the European market. As we shared in the previous calls, we are getting positive response. And in 2-3 customers, our approval process has started. And fortunately, in the next quarter, we will start a considerable amount of supplies to one of the customers in Europe. So I'm hoping for the next 2 quarters, some volumes would increase. But to be honest, in our business plan volumes, any volumes for Europe and America, we so whatever supplies start within this year is going to be a positive.
And what kind of margin will we be selling to Europe? Will it be the same as we're selling in India or Thailand?
No, the next quarter supplies would be comparable to a premium customer in Thailand. So I would rate it somewhere similar to a Japanese company that we are supplying to in Thailand.
Right.
Yeah.
With the whole geopolitical scenario, can you give us a sense on how do you see the market in the next 2-3 quarters playing out?
So internationally, definitely geopolitical uncertainty still remains. The real sanctions of steel coming from Russia have been coming in place now. So the geopolitical situation was the supplies from Russia for certain products were still continuing. Tire companies have now started formally asking us to declare that our steel does not have any relationship with Russia. So the consumption point of view, it will still remain uncertain, but I am seeing that tire companies are very positive to develop an alternate source. And they are looking at India and Southeast Asia as suppliers to them as compared to China.
Right. Yeah, that's it from my side. If I have any further questions, I'll get back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Jinesh Gandhi. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sunilji. My question is on India market. You indicated about the market share loss due to Tata Steel's new capacity. Can you indicate about what kind of market share loss we have seen and what is the potential loss as Tata Steel further ramps up?
Yeah, so, you know, Tata Steel has put up a new line at the same location in Tarapur where they need green wire. And they did sell some volumes in last quarter. But they also know that only reducing price will not give them bigger volume. Okay, bigger volumes will come when there is really a good demand. And also, they will have to compete with the import in quality. So that business, definitely they sold some quantities in low-cost customers where we lost the market share. And I would say we lost around 1,000 tons of volume in last quarter because of that, okay?
Okay.
But at the same time, both of us, Tata, Rajratan, and, you know, we are looking at the growing market of India, okay? So this situation should be corrected in subsequent quarters, maybe next 2-3 quarters. They should be able to sell what they want to, and we should be able to sell because the projection for growth of tire company in India is very high. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. And any sense on what, how, what's the size of the capacity which Tata Steel has put up at Tarapur?
They have increased from 3,000 tons a month to 5,000 tons a month.
Okay. So they have added about roughly 2,000 tons a month. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And second question pertains to the Thailand operation. So there we have seen a very smart improvement in our gross margins, and this is despite we taking up pricing action to improve our volume. So how do we read into that?
Yeah, it is purely because of improved production. Okay. When we run plant at 80-85% capacity utilization, the variable cost also comes down, and it is a result of that. Okay.
Okay.
So I think on my last call, I was very clear that this year we have the strategy to fight and to increase our market share in Thailand. So our market share has come back to 25% in Thailand, okay. And you will see much better numbers in quarter 3 and quarter 4 from Thailand.
Right. Okay, so the gross margin improvement is also because of improvement in production and nothing
yes.
to do with the,
yes.
Okay, no price increases after initial reduction.
No, and the raw material prices also went down.
Okay.
Last quarter,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and lastly at Thailand plant, so from where we are today in terms of say close to 11% margins, how do we expect that to go to close to about 17-18% for us to attain consolidated margins of 18%? Again, this would be entirely driven by further improvement in production, or do we see
yeah,
some
it bit will of... Be driven, it will be driven by increased production. So our projection for next quarter in Thailand is, you know, around 85% of capacity, which is 12-13,000 tons in the next quarter. And then quarter four, which will improve the EBITDA margin also from 11%.
Okay.
And we are not talking of 18% EBITDA margin in Thailand. We are saying it will be around 15-16%.
Okay, then we do believe there will be some improvement in India business as well.
Jinesh, there are few customers where we have already got the approval. So bigger volume to those customers will also improve the margin. Like I showed and talked to you about the European customer. Okay.
Right.
We are supplying a big quantity in this quarter to that customer. So they are at a much better price. So overall, this will improve the margin. Yeah.
Okay. And in that context, India business potentially will see margins going close to 20% for us to attain 18% kind of consolidated margins. That would be primarily driven
we are already at 18-19% EBITDA margin. I don't project further improvement on that. I will fight for the volume rather than for the margin.
Got it. And lastly, in terms of capex now, given that Chennai plant large part of investment has happened, so for FY24, in the first half, I think we have invested close to 55-60 crores. Second half, what kind of investment do we envisage?
Yeah, so to start production, where we need around 20-25 crores more to start the production here. And the balance production will do next financial year, okay? Then we really need bigger quantities, yeah. So we have done up to 195 crores. So maybe 220-225 crores will be enough to start production in this financial year. And then balance 70-80 crores will be invested over next year.
Got it. Great, Mishi. Thanks and all the best.
Yeah, thank you, Dinesh.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Dhiman Shah from ITI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. So clearly, I think both the plants are moving in a trajectory that, possibly we had envisaged post the first quarter. Now, you said, there are imports from Malaysia and Vietnam. Are these, in a way, pseudo-Chinese entities that, kind of...
No, they are not pseudo-Chinese entities. And, no, they are Korean companies. No, they are not the pseudo-Chinese. They are Korean companies, okay, who are there in this business for very long time. One is a Kriswire, a Korean company, another is Yosung from Vietnam. Okay. They have shut their operations in Korea and shifted all their production lines or production capacities to Vietnam and Malaysia. They are suppliers to the best companies in the world. Okay. Somehow they sell some quantities at lower price in Indian market also, which is bothering us, but selling at that price also is profitable for us. And increased volume reduces our cost. So we are also, having our strategy, we are talking to customers not to import from them and what kind of incentive we can offer them for not importing. The biggest incentive for all the customers in South India will be our supply from Chennai plant, okay, where we will be offering them just-in-time supply. So that is the long-term plan, but in short-term also, you will see that our volumes are going up and, the import numbers should be reduced.
Perfect. And you said, on customer approvals, you did mention something. Sorry, my audio wasn't that... So just one.
Yashovardhan talked about
both in the domestic as well as the overseas market. Would you say there is a significant ramp up in the new customer approvals?
There is a good traction. Quantity will take time. Okay, but like Yashovardhan said, we have got a good order from one European customer. The quantities will be supplied in current quarter and next quarter. And we are getting good response from multinational tire companies on our connecting with them. So Continental visited last month did an audit. They are coming to Thailand facility next month. Similarly, Bridgestone has also responded positively for American business. We are also in contact with Goodyear. Okay. So hopefully some business from Goodyear will also start from Thailand.
So, given that you know we will see fruition of Chennai plant very shortly, I think by end of this quarter.
Yes, that will be. We'll do the trials. We'll have to submit samples. We'll have to go through the approval process. So, repeatedly, I'm saying the bigger volumes, close to 14,000-15,000 tons addition in Indian business, will happen from Chennai next year.
I'm saying post this Chennai plant, does it on an overall basis, does it give us both some sort of volume and cost advantage in your opinion?
Yeah, cost advantage definitely. We are closer to customers, so there is a 2,000 rupees per ton saving on the freight itself. Then we are closer to our raw material supplier, which is you know Vijayanagar JSW. So there is a saving of freight on the raw material also. So and some of the savings will be passed on to customer to get bigger wallet share.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, perfect. So we are in a much better position now. So overall cost.
Definitely.
So some of the Chinese guys also, we would be in a much more comfortable position post possibly Chennai. Chennai. You know, running of the plant in a more more conducive fashion.
Yes, yes.
Super. That's all, sir. Rest most of the questions were answered.
Thank you, Dhanam. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Pratik Singhania from Sage One Investments. Please go ahead.
Hey. Hi, sir. Good evening.
Yeah,
so my first question would be with respect to the Thailand operations. In Q1 and Q2, what was our mix between the Chinese and the non-Chinese customer in our sales volume? And when we are talking about 12,500 to 13,000 tons for Q4 FY24 for Thailand operation, how this mix would be tilting?
Yes,
yeah, so Pratik, as compared to Q1, we sold more volumes to the Chinese customer. I would say it's total about 20%, 25% of volumes that are going to Chinese companies. But that was the strategy because gaining volume and getting volume leverage and reductionist cost was a better way to run as compared to running the plant at a lower efficiency. So that's what we did in quarter two. And moving forward, I believe in quarter three, quarter four, this will either continue or will increase further.
So we have seen that Q1, the Chinese mix was 20%, which increased to 25% in Q2, and this might increase further in Q3, Q4, right?
This will remain the same or slightly increase further, but there are some volumes which are increasing in the export market, and we are under approval. There are certain customers we have already got approval. So for Q3 and Q4, we will be moving towards bulk supplies to them. So it will be a mix of volume increase from these different counters.
Okay, but how has been the pricing trend, the competition which you are facing in Chinese customers, wherein the Chinese bead wire manufacturer or other companies were dumping? So what is the current trend over there?
The trend remains the same, but I would also say it is slightly improved. There was a prolonged period where I think companies in China were running to just keep the plants running. The local demand in China was not good. But globally, there is some change in demand in US. We hear that tires have started moving in the US. So a lot of companies export the tires to the US market, and with improvement in US, their consumption and their demand in Thailand is also increasing. But more importantly, you know, when we run at a higher utilization, the plant at 80-85% production capacity, our manufacturing costs are really good, and maybe the costs are low, and we are able to compete to the Chinese companies and still being profitable in those counters. So moving forward, I think being competitive is the only strategy to supply in this counter.
Is that the reason that Q-on-Q basis, if I see per ton or per ton of realization, the degrowth in Thailand business was lower than that of Indian business? So can we say that this was because of the competitive intensity easing off as compared to the price decrease that you witnessed in Q2?
Yes, to an extent I would agree to that. In Q1, we wanted to continue the pricing. We lost some volume, but then volumes went down and manufacturing costs increased. Whereas in Q2, you know, grabbing orders in an aggressive way and running the plant more efficiently, I believe the costs are much better.
And with respect to 85% capacity utilization that we are anticipating in Q4, why are we working with 13% EBITDA margin and why not higher? Because I believe that this 60,000 ton is like completely single line, right? A big single line of 60,000 tons as compared to what 40,000 tons we used to have in Thailand.
Yes, this is a single line. There are few machines that are still in pipeline, which will get commissioned in November and December. So Q3, there still remains some capacity constraint, because, you know, in our plant, if the product mix changes, the overall capacity also changes. So for a certain diameter, we can't produce enough quantity as compared to a different diameter. So from the sales mix point of view also, overall, if I compare it to 60,000, we are running at 85%, but there is no further scope to improve. So from situations like this, moving forward, we are also trying to see how we can efficiently change the product mix in terms of taking orders so that we get a higher tonnage from the same installed capacity.
Okay. And how is this customer behaving in Thailand? Because see, ultimately there was quite a bit of mess over there, that first you are not ready to supply them at a reduced price, and then after waiting for 4-5 months, we decided we'll fulfill our capacities and sell them at a lower price with a reduced EBITDA. And now once pressure is easing off with respect to the competition, are they allowing you to make better margins, or like you think that even in the Chinese customer you'll be able to generate the same kind of margins which you used to make before this Chinese competition came in?
When you ask me how customers behaving, you know, in a very low demand market, customers always tough. I think you have to find your own way. There is some correction in demand also. There was a lot of uncertainty, which we saw the tire companies as well. On month, there was change in orders. So definitely picking up of demand is one of the major factors where customers are also now placing bigger orders. So overall, if I see if demand continues to improve, I don't see any challenge in terms of Chinese competition moving forward, because competition will be able to tackle by running plants at a higher volume and having a very low production cost.
Okay. Thank you. My question was with respect to the Indian operations, that we lost 1,000 tons of sales, right? 1,000 tons is equivalent to like 7% growth. So, did you lose market share to Tata Steel?
Yes,
This will happen if a new supplier comes in, he goes to customers asking for bigger business because he has increased capacity, he will offer some discount, will make a room for himself, and they will take one quarter to respond to that competition. Okay. But in longer run, all this will get absorbed. I don't see that we will not be able to sell bigger volumes from here. Important is that we should also be able to sell bigger volumes.
Okay, so basically if you're talking about 1,000 tons in a quarter, 300 out of 2,000, so can there be a possibility that incremental in subsequent quarter, so there can be a market share loss before it gets bottom out, and then we can say maintain or increase our market share further? So can we see like couple of quarters of further market share loss before we stabilize our market share?
Now, with the increased capacity of Thailand, of Tata Steel, and Rajratan bigger capacity is coming up, I think the imports will reduce. Okay. Customer was also seeing that we were not able to supply on time, every time. Okay. So they also continued buying around 2,000 tons from import market. So the first casualty in the market share will be the import coming into India. Okay. And that is how market will correct itself. Yeah.
Great, sir. Thank you so much for answering all this.
Yeah. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harini from Sundaram Alternates. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I just had one clarification on the India business. So I was just looking at the EBITDA per ton, what were the trends which were coming in. So even though we've been able to increase our EBITDA margins, but on a per ton basis, we've actually been going down when, you know, I compare it on a year-on-year basis. Even though last year we were around 18% margins and now we are at 19% margins. But on a per ton basis, we are almost low by around 1,500 rupees per ton. So how do you look at it, or is EBITDA per ton not a right measure to look at?
You know, yes and no. We do try to maintain the per ton EBITDA also, but we have to also see that as throughout all this call we discuss about competition from imports, competition because of Tata increasing capacity. Okay, so with increased price, EBITDA per ton also increases. That is generally I see. But there is no fixed formula. Ultimately, we are in a competitive business and we have to ensure that we are getting good market share. We are able to supply good quality, good quantity to all our marquee customers. Okay. And frankly, we don't make decisions, pricing decisions based on how much EBITDA percentage are we making. Okay. End of the quarter, we see how much EBITDA percentage we have made. Okay.
Okay.
So it is only the analyst who look at percentage very minutely, but we look at overall business.
Understood.
It's very difficult for me to commit, you know.
Understandable. You know, I'm just trying to understand if looking at that is a, because we at least have a lag in pass on, but we gently pass on the commodity prices. So from that angle, I was just trying to understand if there is any other metric.
There are some time gaps in passing on the price correction. Yeah.
Understood. Sure. Sir. Thank you so much.
Which also makes a difference here.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Nvest Analytics Advisory, LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity again.
Two questions. One is, sir has mentioned that the imports will fall in Q3 and Q4. So, what is the rationale for it? Means, why we are thinking like the import is going to reduce in upcoming quarters?
Well, because we are negotiating with the customers and we are matching the price with imports in those counters. There are few particular customers who are importing at a lower price. And as told to you, we are targeting those counters because we have capacity, we have the increasing capacity coming in. Tata has already increased. So, you know, this is very natural that we will take the market share from import. Yeah.
So, Chennai is mainly for export, right?
Not mainly for export. But Chennai should be serving at least 50% to customers who are around 200 kilometers from our factory.
Understood. And so,
all the bigger tire companies are close to Chennai area. Okay.
Understood. And so, like Tata has increased the capacity, and I think they are somewhere around, like you mentioned, 60,000 per annum, right? So how they are able to offer their product at lower prices? Means similar level of capacity we are having and similar level of capacity they are having now. So how they are able to offer their product at lower price?
No, any addition capacity, if you approach a customer, because there are a lot of technical issues also when you start a new production line. And Tata must be under compulsion to sell that quantity. Okay, two particular customers which may not be meeting the technical requirement of big customers. So they have offered discount, they have sold that quantity, whatever they produced. But I don't think Tata will continue to do that for very long time. Very soon, in few quarters, you will see the demand also increasing.
And so Tata further if goes for the increasing in the capacity, so is that a red flag you are looking at this moment?
Look, the current expansion has happened in their same location, okay? And it won't be very wise on part of Tata to increase capacity at one location more than this. Anyway, they are in Tarapur, so there are few customers around their factory. But everything there to shift is in South India. So, let's see. Can't say anything about competitors, what they'll do. Okay.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. It's a couple of questions. So first is this new capacity which Tata has just commissioned, has it qualified under PLI or does it have any tax rebates? Just trying to get a sense on why they are being aggressive in the marketplace.
I'm not sure about their getting PLI or not. I'll have to check.
Okay. So secondly, this incremental capacity which has come up from them, is it under 1.6 or 0.96 any sense?
No, they will make anything or everything on that line. Because it is in the same factory, okay? They have put up one more line. So half of their facilities are the same. They have put up, modular machines and one more coating line in the same factory.
Okay. And sir, how will it be for us when we start the Chennai facility? Will it be more 1.6 or 0.96?
No, both. We'll do both.
We'll do both. But sir, when we say initial 15 KT, once we start, will it be again 50-50 or will it be more towards one specific diameter?
No, the requirement is shifting towards thicker wire. Okay. So, we are seeing gradually that share is increasing. Yeah.
Okay. This helps. And I had a few questions for Yash. Sir, I just wanted to check, has there been any change in the tariff structure when it comes to Chinese exporting bid wire into Thailand, either with rebates or anything at all over the last 6 to 9 months?
No. So after the pandemic, the rebates were taken off by the Chinese government, and it's still, the status remains the same. So as of today, there is no rebate that a Chinese manufacturer gets in China to export the material outside.
Sure. And my second question was, how should we look at the tariff differential from a tire manufacturer standpoint? Say if I'm a Thai tire manufacturer versus I have acquaintance who's based in Korea, Vietnam. How is the Thai tire industry placed on the relative differentials when it comes to exports to US and Europe? Has anything changed in last 3 to 4 months? Because based on our readings, I think a couple of Thai tire manufacturers, so they have been exempted of duties. I'm not sure whether we cater to them or not. So just wanted to get a sense more from a top-down standpoint.
So what we had read a long time back, the duties that were placed on companies from Thailand by the US government, every company had a different duty structure. So Sumitomo, who is our largest customer in Thailand, they had the lowest amount of duty for them then. Yes, definitely tire companies don't dump the material. They, I believe, maintain the price. So their share of duty that was imposed to them was also lower as compared to the Chinese company. But we supply to all companies in Thailand. So there is no company who we are not supplying to apart from Maxis. So I believe whatever gain they are getting from this differential duty structure, I'm sure we are also getting the business from them.
Sure. And would it be possible for you to quantify import intensity in volumetric terms for China as well as India for first half of the fiscal?
So you mean to say how much material is imported on a monthly basis in Thailand?
Thailand as well as India, specifically for bid wires, import intensity. So I think what sir was trying to explain is we will try to substitute imports by giving volume discounts to the existing customers, offer them a better proposition. So I'm just trying to understand what part of the market we can substitute, which can also help us grow our volumes.
So overall, about 2,000 to 2,500 tons gets imported in India on a monthly basis. And the Thailand market today would be at about 9,000 tons overall demand. And we are supplying about 3,000 tons to them locally. So balance about 5,500 to 6,000 tons is still getting imported.
Right. And this number for 2,500 tons per month for India, how has it changed on a year-on-year basis, or is this a monthly average or first half average? How should we look at it?
I believe this average has been there since a long time. So I don't think there's a major change today.
Okay. This is helpful. Thank you so much. I wish you all the very best. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Satish.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Harsha, who's a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand the rationale for you to wait for a quarter to utilize the plant in Thailand. I mean, you've been in this business for long. I mean, initially for the first 5 to 6 years in Thailand, we had challenges in kind of utilizing the Thailand plant, and after like 6 or 7 years, we've finally been able to utilize the plant and generate margins out of that. So why do you have to wait for, the competitive intensity to increase, and, you had to kind of lose out on the customers and then come back and, give discounts? What was the rationale there?
So there are two things. One is in the first quarter, we were still in the phase of installing capacity. So we were not up with installing everything in first quarter. Plus, before that, the market was really good. The demand was really good. So China being so aggressive particularly was only because maybe the domestic demand in China was really bad. Overall, internationally, market was not that bad. So definitely, there can be instances where there is few players who decide to be really competitive and use their production facilities or maybe sell the stocks that they have. So there can be multiple factors. I believe this must have happened a couple of times earlier also. It's not that every time we've been able to take the right decision. But I'm confident that we are back on track, so it should not be a big problem.
Okay, sure. And the Chennai plants, I think you've been guiding for 15 to 16,000 tons next year, so that's about 25% utilization. What kind of EBITDA margins can we generate from Chennai plant in the first year with 25% utilization?
It is difficult to project today because Chennai is a new facility. Okay, the broadly we will have a cost advantage, which part of it we have to pass on to the customer. But separately talking of Chennai business and its EBITDA margin is difficult because we'll be supplying to same set of customers whom we are supplying from our indoor facility. Okay. And we have not done that projection and that minute working for projected EBITDA margin in Chennai. Okay.
Yeah, so, but is it safe to say that will it be lower? I mean, it will be lower, obviously lower than the company average, right?
Definitely. Till we reach a higher capacity utilization, it will be lower. Okay. Then there are other factors like what product are we able to sell locally. You know, if we are selling direct on sizes, thicker sizes or radial tires, where the cost is low and the prices are better. So a lot of factors are there.
Sure. But
overall, India business, I can say we'll be able to maintain. The consolidated between Pithampur and, Chennai. Because we have planned a lot of logistics cost savings. The Pithampur plant will supply more in the Western India and Northern India. And some capacity which will be supplied in South India from here will be available in Pithampur factory. Yeah. We are also discussing approval of Pithampur to begin with for export. Okay. So multiple options are there.
Yeah, so just to clarify, I mean, you're saying that despite the Chennai plant utilizing at low levels, the overall blended India margin should be maintained next year.
Yes, overall should be maintained.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Again, sir, just two questions. One is, has there been any industry representation locally to check the surge in imports or basically 2,500 tons per month? Is it something which you along with Tata Steel and few other players are comfortable with?
I didn't understand.
Sir, has there been any industry representation to bring in some sort of tariff measures to curb imports into India?
No. We have not done anything, and any such move can disturb our customers. They don't like, okay? They don't like putting restrictions on import or all that, okay? Because they can always import against their exports. So, and there is no policy under WTO also where we can stop imports totally.
Sure. And sir, second question is, are there any incremental supplies from coming from any of our peers besides Tata Steel in India?
Sorry, I'm not able to hear.
From a demand supply angle, just like Tata Steel commissioned its capacities recently, are there any other players who are coming up with incremental capacities for bid wire in India over now next year or two?
We hear about Bunsen wire that they want to increase capacity, but their capacity utilization in the current factory is also very low. So, frankly speaking, when any wire player looks at Rajratan balance sheet and its results, everybody gets tempted, okay? But very few understand the difficulties and the hard work you need to do to reach to this level. So, I cannot say that nobody will come, okay? Tata has already increased capacity. Bansal may put up a new factory, but my current information is that they are using very low capacity. They are not more than 500-600 tons a month in the market, which is a hugely loss-making proposition.
Sure, that is useful. Just last question, when you interact with the tire manufacturers, you did indicate the just-in-time benefit for our Chennai plant. But when the discussions happen, does it even come to Scope 3 emissions? So you did indicate that the tire manufacturers would also like to import, and we can't do, we don't want to do, we don't want to hamper that process. But when it comes to ESG, Scope 2 and Scope 3 norms, if the facility is there in your proximity, it will definitely help the tire manufacturers to reduce their Scope 3 emissions because they're procuring it locally versus imports. So, does this sort of discussions pop up?
Yeah, that is the goal. Actually, you know, the background of increasing or putting up a new factory in Chennai is because of our customers. They all have been asking us to do this, okay? And there is a long-term assurance that the market is growing, we are increasing capacity, everybody, Apollo, CEAT is putting up a new factory, MRF is increasing capacity in all its facilities. So, they want a raw material supplier, and closer is better. So this will happen. I don't see any resistance. And frankly speaking, people will continue to import because last 3-4 years, there was a shortage of bead wire. They have suffered for want of bead wire. So they have kept those channels and those approved suppliers intact. They feel for a long time that there are enough supplies locally and good qualities available, nobody wants to import. Yeah. Such a small item. But this decision will be taken in a longer run, not monthly, not quarterly. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shah.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you. We are falling short of time, and we do have a couple of participants who needs to be answered. So can you please come in the queue again, sir?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, team, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is that you mentioned that from your Thailand entity, the share of Chinese customers is close to about 25%. So my question was, what was this share about a year back? Was it lower than 25%?
No, it was 25% on a lower market. Fortunately, Thailand market is also growing very fast, and during last year, it had come down to 19% market share, which we have reported in our presentation also, which from 19 has come back to 25. And there is a headway to move up to, you know, higher market share now.
No, sir, I was referring to the share of Chinese in from your Thailand volumes, Chinese customers.
Yashovardhan can reply that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, if I compare purely the domestic supplies that we are supplying to Thailand, almost 45% to 50% we supply to the Chinese companies today.
Okay. And has this share of Chinese increased over time, or has it been sort of flattish?
No, it has definitely increased over time. Definitely when you compare from quarter one to quarter two. But gradually also, if you look at from what it was last year to now, it has increased because those companies are investing further.
They are all companies who have started almost 2, 4 years, 5 years back. So they are also ramping up their production and continuously investing in adding capacity.
And in terms of margin trajectory, do these customers sort of have lower margins as compared to others, or how is it in terms of margin profile?
Yeah, definitely they have lower margins as compared to other Thai and Japanese companies. Being competitive and supply them is the only way forward. So there are ways where we are also looking at reducing our cost, particularly when we supply to these companies. We have taken a lot of internal projects to reduce our overall cost. And we have been also supported with slight reduction in the raw material price, which was a headwind, which was a tailwind in the last quarter.
And these Chinese customers are primarily selling it in Thailand, or are they exporting to other countries?
No, there are some companies who are 100% export oriented. There are very few who must be supplying to the Thailand domestic market. They do supply to Southeast Asian markets. Some of them do it in the Middle East. But I would say 70 to 80% goes to Europe and US.
So as a strategy, I mean, we would sort of ideally want to restrict this share of Chinese to where it is now, right? Given that they are sort of fairly low in margins.
Sir.
Sorry,
Margo?
Yeah?
I'm really sorry. We'll have to move to the next participant because we are really short of time.
Sure.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Pratik Singhania from Sage One Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have just a couple of follow-up questions or bookkeeping. With respect to Chennai plant, is there any quantity that we have produced in terms of supplying it to the testing, and how much is that for Q2?
No, nothing. We will start trials later in this quarter or early next quarter.
Okay, that was it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And the last question for the day is from the line of Radha. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question was, some customers like Michelin, so Rajratan is the only company to have approvals for supplies to Michelin from India. So now that new capacities have come up, I just wanted to understand how tough it would be for those capacities to get approval from the premium customers like this, and overall, what kind of volumes are we supplying to Michelin?
Yeah, so two things. One, such multinational companies don't have multiple suppliers. Like in Bridgestone, we are approved for many years. India single source to them. Okay, similarly, Michelin, we are approved for last 2 years. Unfortunately, Michelin business has come down drastically in India. But whatever metal they are buying only from Rajratan in India. Yeah.
Okay. So secondly, you mentioned that you're expecting higher volume from three major players, Bridgestone, Continental and Goodyear, from your Thailand plant. So, as of now, how much are we supplying to them, and how much additional are we expecting in the second half?
So we are not supplying anything. I think what sir had mentioned is that we've got positive feedbacks from these companies who are operating in Europe, America. So in our efforts to reach out to them, we are happy to share that they have responded well. So some of them are visiting our factories for audit, and some of them are considering us for the RFQ for 2024, which is next year's business. So particularly from these companies, internationally, we have not got any volumes. We are supplying to them
we are
in the domestic factories.
Locally.
Yeah, so we are supplying to them domestically in Thailand and also domestically in India.
Okay, sir. And sir, lastly...
Ma'am, I'm really sorry to interrupt you here, but I believe that that would be the last question because of time constraints. Okay. Sorry for that, gentlemen, and thank you so much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shailesh Raja for the closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you all for attending this session. We especially thank the Rajratan team for their time. Sunil sir, would you like to make any closing comments?
Yeah, so thank you for your questions, insight, you know, a lot of deep questions which put us under pressure, and thank you for keeping us under pressure. And I'm very confident of improved performance in the next two quarters. So please keep connected, and anything else you need to check, we can connect separately. Or our CFO can answer this. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.